Hi, this is Pastor Landis Fisher, Bible teacher on Teaching Bible Radio. We are blessed to be able to come to you on the air each week on this station at this time to share with you the timeless truths of God's holy and inerrant Word. Over the past several weeks, we've presented to you a special evangelistic series of messages that I preached in the prisons, which is a vital and fruitful place to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I wanted you to hear some of the messages to let you know what prison services are like, because many people don't have the opportunity to attend prison services, and just to ask you to partner with Straight Gate Ministries in this greatly needed ministry that is truly making a difference for so many who are incarcerated. Jesus said in Matthew 25:34, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.'" So Jesus has blessed those who are on his right hand for visiting those who are in prison. So when you send your tax-deductible donations, you enable us to take the gospel to many and provide the message of salvation and comfort to many families who have been adversely affected by incarceration of a father, a mother, or a child. We deeply need your support, especially at this time, so please get in touch with me right now. And just for those who are contacting me for the first time, I will send you a classic book that is one of my very favorite resources for defending the godly heritage of our great nation. There are quotations from such people as Charles Darwin. Did you know he repented and of the fact that he came up with evolution and was really shocked that people took what he had come up with and turned it into a religion? Darwin actually got saved and loved the book of Hebrews. These quotes are found in the book, America's God and Country. So I'd like to present that to you for a donation of any amount. The book is a $14.95 value, but we're going to send it to you for a donation of any amount, and we only ask that you include $5 over whatever your donation is to handle the shipping, and that's it. So for any donation of any amount, include $5 extra, and we will send you the book. It's a great book for school reports, essays, college or high school term papers or thesis papers, and we'd like you to have it. 3, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145, that's Teaching Bible Radio, P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145, or call right now our toll-free line at 1-877-35-BIBLE, that's 1-877-352-4253. Or donate online at teachingbible.org using PayPal. Or you can email us at radio@teachingbible.org. Once again, that toll-free number, 1-877-35-BIBLE or 1-877-352-4253. And that's Teaching Bible Radio, P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. Now it's time for this edition of Teaching Bible Radio.
This is Teaching Bible Radio.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
So the other side of that is, no matter whether we have knowledge or not, so many of us may not have as much education as others, but that makes no difference when you come to the cross. You can come to the cross being a very little education, or you can be very smart, but you must come to the cross. God has fixed it so that the cross is the neutralizing point of all knowledge and all understanding, and people of a very meager understanding, even a child, can come to the cross and be saved and receive forgiveness and be on equal standing with God, just like a person who's a college professor, for example, you see. And so basically he has neutralized or made to brought to nothing the wisdom of the wise. That's what God says here, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Then he asked the question, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Then he says, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. See that? So Christ is both the power and the wisdom of God. To whether you be a Jew or a Gentile, doesn't make a difference. When Paul uses the term Jews and Greeks, he's talking about Gentiles and Jews. Basically, in other words, Gentiles are people who are not Jews. They're people who are like Abraham before he was called and set apart unto God to become a person that out of whom he would bring a nation of people. Now keep this in mind. The thing that you mentioned, this is why this was on my mind. We were talking about politics in the Middle East and all that confusion that's going on over there with Israel and all that. Well, all of that started a long time ago. Basically, when Abraham was called, he was called out of Iraq, as I mentioned, southern, that area right there in the Mesopotamia between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers, that we would call by its old name Mesopotamia, is called Iraq today. And so he was called out of there, to come out of there, get away from there, get away from your kindred and your inheritance and all that, leave it behind, and I'm going to show you a land, give you a land, lead you and show you to a land that I will bless you and give you and make your name great. So God promised the patriarch Abram that he would give him a land, which was the land of Canaan, which is currently called Israel today. And so he promised him the land of Israel. He told him that he would come to possess all the land from the Mediterranean Sea to the great river, which is the river Euphrates. Do you know the Jews have never occupied all of that land in the history of the world? Hasn't happened yet. But there's a promise left from God that they will inhabit that land in due time. And the reason why they're still around, a whole lot of nations that existed in times past don't exist anymore. Where are the Perizzites, the Hittites, and all those people, the Jebusites, and the ones that God displaced? They don't even exist anymore. Have you noticed that? And isn't it funny that that little bit of small group of people in Israel, at the center of all the controversy on planet Earth, have you ever tripped on that? To me, it blows me away. And they're right there. And the thing I want to tell you is that the Bible says they'll be right there, and that there's coming a day when the whole earth, all the nations on the earth, will turn on Israel. Right now, Israel has some pretty powerful allies. America is one of Israel's most powerful allies, you see, and so are some of the other countries. But the time is coming, and it won't be long. I don't know when it'll be, but there's going to come a time, and I don't think it'll be too long, in all honesty, looking at how things are going, that the whole world will turn on Israel, and God will step in and stop them from being annihilated. Look at all the threats against Israel by other countries that are talking about their annihilation. Now, let me also clarify this. Just because God promised the people of Israel that he would spare them doesn't necessarily mean that they're saved. If they're in that promised land just because they're a Jew or of the seed of Abraham, that doesn't make you saved. The only way you can be saved is to have faith in Jesus Christ, whether you be a Jew or a Gentile, exactly like Paul said. And so there's going to be a lot of evangelism that goes on in the last days, and many of the Jews who occupy that land right now who are not saved will come to faith in Jesus Christ and be saved. They will realize the mistake that they made 2,000 years ago when he was crucified and they rejected him, and they still continue to do that even right now, right up to this very moment. And so there's going to be some revelation coming in from God that's going to cause a great turning in the land of Israel from being against Jesus Christ to being for Jesus Christ and understanding that he is the true Messiah. And right now, the Bible says that there is a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. God is allowing Gentiles, people like me and you, space to repent and turn to him and be saved. And basically, the Jews had somewhat of an exclusive right to God for many generations. Have you ever thought of it that way? From the time of Abraham until the time of Christ was a pretty big block of time, because the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 1, it says in verse 17 that all the days from Abraham to King David were 14 generations. From King David to the deportation into Babylon were 14 generations. And from that time until the time of Christ were 14 generations. That's 42 generations from the promise God made to Abraham until the time that Jesus Christ, the seed that he promised him, came forth and was born in the world. See, and so it was 42 generations that God was dealing primarily with the Jews. Didn't mean he didn't save Gentiles, because we see Gentile salvation going on all through the Old Testament. You see people like Ruth being saved and Rahab being saved and Naaman the Assyrian and all kinds of other people of different lands who were Gentiles who came to faith in the true God and they believed and they were saved. But once God revealed his son, which was 42 generations after he called Abraham, basically the gospel was made plain. And at that point, many of the Jews rejected Jesus Christ. The prophecy of that is written in the Bible. It was no surprise to God that he came to his own, like it says in John chapter 1, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the sons of God, even those that believe on his name. So the rejection of Messiah was written in the word a long time ago. Isaiah 53 says that he would be wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastisement of our peace would be upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And so God had already prophesied the crucifixion of his own son, and he knew that he would come to his own and they would turn their back and crucify him. You see that? He also knows that from that time up until now, our calendar tells us it's been about 2008 years since Jesus was born. Did you know that? So think about that. Now, God has opened up the door to the Gentiles for nearly 2,000 years. You see that? Because Jesus was crucified at about the age of 33 and a half on the Roman cross and outside the gates of Jerusalem. You see? And so from that time until now has been nearly the same amount of time as it was from the time that he made the promise to Abraham until the first advent of Christ. And so you and I have been living in that time period. Now, you know, the Bible has a lot to say about this and many other things. We don't have time. I'm trying to put a lot in a nutshell here tonight. And I'll be back on next Wednesday if the Lord says the same thing. But notice this in the book of Romans. I have to share this verse with you. Romans chapter 11, it says this in verse 25. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Rome, says this: "For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." See, God has a set amount of time that he opened the door to the Gentiles, people who are not Jews, and he said that whoever comes in the name of Jesus Christ will not be put to shame. So right now, the door of salvation is open. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. We don't know how long that will be. But he said, don't be confused by the fact that Israel does not believe. He says here in verse 25, don't be ignorant. He says, because this is a mystery, which is a spiritually discerned thing, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened unto Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Verse 26, Romans 11, 26 insists, "And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is the covenant unto them when I take away their sins." See, so God is still planning great salvation for the Jews. And yet right now they don't even realize it. They're sitting there in spiritual blindness, and the Bible explains that. It tells us the reason why the Jews don't believe. Now keep this in mind. As I said, Jews are not saved just because they're Jews. No, the Bible is very clear about that. You can read quite a bit about that in the book of Romans from chapter 3 all the way on up to the verses that we just read. But I'm going to take just one more read here in chapter 10, a few verses. Romans 10, verse 1. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." See that? They don't understand the right thing about God.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org. A ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.